This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
James, let's do a little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice and go to camera?
The hammer.
Look, I'm an idiot. I know this. Idiot. All the science teachers I had, they've all got to be disgusted when they hear me on this show.
Oh, they must be like throwing their radio across the room if they still have one.
But I think I bring some common sense to this. But anyway, life advice brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
All right, we're going to help Russ out. Russ, he says, "Hey, Hammer, I was born and raised in the Philadelphia area. 20 years ago, at the age of 27, my wife's job relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina. My loyalty has remained with the teams I grew up watching, obviously. I now have a 13-year-old son who was born and raised here in Charlotte. When he started school, he wanted to be like the other kids and claim the Panthers as his team.
Oh, boy.
For obvious reasons, the last 2 to 3 years, as he's becoming a bigger sports fan, have been hard for him to cheer for his quote-unquote hometown team. He is at the point where he doesn't really care to watch them anymore and would rather wait until the Birds game comes on and periodically throughout the week gives me stats and injury updates from previous Eagles games. Question, do I allow him to change his allegiance that he hasn't really established yet and cheer for the Eagles, or do I make him cheer for the team in the area he was born and first
rooted
for?"
You allow him to change, of course. If he wants to be an Eagles fan, he's an Eagles fan.
Make him.
This is a great, man, this would have been fascinating if it was the other way around. Like, if you were the dad trying to instill Eagles in your son or daughter, and then they were going the other way in a town, that would be more complicated. This is like, if he's headed that way, let him head that way.
Bring him.
Yeah, you don't even need to probably say much.
It seems like you have a problem with this in other situations.
Yeah, you have been very sticklery about these rules.
Your door to fans of other
teams, you might say.
But he's in the under 18 rule.
Oh,
is that a rule? Because I know that I was a pretty big sports fan before I was 18. I would I wouldn't have allowed myself to change. Like, no one should allow me to change. I was a Philadelphia sports fan, and that's it. Like, done by 13. Done.
Yeah, but here's my rule.
Like, allegiances are set.
Here's my rule in the under 18 rule. Here's what it means. Kids are, let's be real, not as smart. Okay, they're not fully developed. And so you get some grace period.
But that's where you develop your true loyalty as a fan. I mean, the 93 Phils, we got one sitting right here. I mean, that was formative. That was,
I know.
So, like,
Joe, I'm not going to lie. When Clark was 3, I told him Santa would not bring him presents if he ever did. Yeah.
No, look, I'm with you. I forced it on Zoe. She doesn't have a choice. But this kid had a choice, made a choice, and now he's 13 years old, and you're saying,
I think it's very simple. Plus, Steph Curry's from there, but doesn't play for their teams. Their teams stink. The Panthers, the frickin' Hornets, what have they won? You got Alonzo and Larry Johnson still don't win. Nah. With that, Life of Us with the Hammer, we shut down. That was amazing. You got Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning back-to-back drafts and went nowhere.
Nothing. I have to
tell you, nowhere.
I was always an Eagles, a Philly fan, born and raised. But there were times when I was a Pittsburgh fan, a Steelers fan, and I was a Miami Dolphins fan.
Whoa,
there's
certain
players that I liked.
Hold on. First off,
you should keep your mouth shut.
Second off,
what you talking about, Willis?
There were a lot of Dolphins fans around here, especially with Dan Marino. Well, there were just were
the
growing
Hornets,
up.
The Hornets, too. Remember the starter jacket? That was like
that.
The most common starter
so,
jacket.
So, Ruben, are you old enough to remember the 72 Dolphins?
Yeah.
Is that what kind of hooked you in, or is it the colors?
Who is it, Larry Zonka?
Larry Zonka. And
I was a Larry Zonka fan.
And the other back just died.
Mercury Morris just passed away.
I collected his 7-Eleven cup. You know what?
I mean, I can sort of get that. I loved Walter Payton.
I did too.
It made me love the 85 Bears.
85 Bears.
And I was a Bradshaw fan. They lost to the Dolphins on, I think it was Monday Night Football that year, 85.
That's right.
I was devastated.
The one game they lost.
Yeah.
And by the way, badass move by Shula. 72 Dolphins on the sideline. On the sideline during that game to spur on the 85 Dolphins to beat the 85 Bears so the 85 Bears would not go undefeated. It's a badass move.
It's a boss move.
It is a boss move. It really is.